A 2011 study by the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, and the UN Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean, or ECLAC, sheds light on the health status of indigenous youth in Latin America. It finds that in some countries, they suffer poorer mental health and higher disability rates than their non-indigenous counterparts. Javier Vasquez, human rights law advisor for PAHO, says suicide and depression are major concerns.
The study of PAHO and ECLAC shows that there has been an upward trend of suicide rates among indigenous young people in some countries of South America and Central America. Suicide rates among indigenous populations are related to social stress, historical traumas that are passed from generation to generation, and also to sexual abuse.
Candida Cosolca, an indigenous woman from Guatemala who's studying law and social sciences, coordinates training programs for other indigenous young women in her country. She says cultural practices such as early marriage and subsequent motherhood can be detrimental to the health of this group.
There is social pressure to have children so that women are meant to be mothers. That is their destination. They must have children, especially young indigenous women. People look at them, they're 14 and 15, and they should already have children because that's the age to have children. This is what we're told in the communities.
Miriam Cornejo holds a master's degree in public health and is interested in traditional medicine. Her country, Ecuador, is home to 18 indigenous peoples. She believes this rich cultural diversity means health workers who interact with indigenous groups must respect their perspectives, including their understanding of the human body.
The indigenous girls were telling us that if we expose ourselves to water, because they were going to clean up and wash clothes in the brook at 4 in the morning, they were asking if they could become sterile due to the cold exposure. And we think it's important to take these concepts into account when we do sexual education in order to be able to reach indigenous youth.
Dr. Mariana Malaronca-Ferron reports on the serious problem of alcoholism among young indigenous people in South America's largest country, Brazil. Dr. Ferron heads the Department for Indigenous Health in the country's Ministry of Health. She says alcoholism has contributed to domestic violence and child neglect in these communities.
We have another issue that is very important in this population, and this is also related to the community that consume more alcohol, which is suicide. The majority of cases, they're concentrated in the indigenous male population between 15 and 19 years of age. And if we compare these rates, this rates of the Brazilian population, these rates are significantly higher, 16 times more in this population, the indigenous population.
To address these numerous challenges, the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, helped establish a health network for indigenous youth in Latin America 2 years ago. Its members exchange information that could lead to the adoption of actions that protect the health and well-being of indigenous youth, while also respecting their cultural identity and knowledge. Deanne Penn, United Nations.